name's Torin Flanders. I'm 32 years old and been in the village all my life. Well, we used to go down Newstead Abbey. We wasn't supposed to be fishing, so we was getting chucked off a lot of the time. So we used to take a reel of line and just a hook, so there was no fishing rod. And we just basically used to like hang off the edges of the bridges and climb through the bushes out of the way so no one could see us. And just, yeah, really simple handline fishing. Yeah, just catching little roach and perch. And then as the time went on, we started using fishing rods and catching the bigger fish. Yeah, there was all the gardeners at Newstead Abbey, and they used to regularly hunt us down, like, because it was quite regular fishing down there. So you always had to find new spots to fish. So it just depended which gardeners. There were certain gardeners you had to watch out for, plus some of the residents in the abbey, some of the people who lived there, they didn't like us doing it, so they was keen to tell us to clear off. And then we kind of met Mick years on down the line, and he started up a fishing group. And we started going other places, and eventually we kind of got a bit of access to fish at the ponds we weren't supposed to fish at, learning how to fish better, like different techniques, and then we started going to the rivers and different areas. Done a lot of night fishing. I used to go out on my own and do a lot of night fishing, and sometimes you get wake up in the middle of the night, and that's quite exhilarating because you're still trying to wake up and you're not sure, you know, it's all quite dark and exciting, very exciting. Back then, there were the I don't know what the pit used them for, but they was all lined with rubber, and so there wasn't any fish in there at that point. And I never swam in them because they looked a little bit dangerous. It looked like it was difficult to get out of them. Since then, I've started working with Mick, done a lot of things around the pond, putting the pegs in, and working with other children, doing the outdoor activities. A lot of the kids I work with are inner city kids who don't get on so much at school, so we take them out for days and take them out fishing, and I think it's good for the focus, concentration, and some of them just really appreciate being out in the countryside. But it's great seeing a child who's never fished to catch a big fish, or even if it's the first fish, it's like there's a look on the face. It's a nice feeling. Yeah, it's just quite exciting, yeah, because there's got to be lots of control. You can't just pull it in really quick because your line will snap. So there's also a balance of keeping the pressure on the fish, but without pulling too much, letting line off as well, not to snap the line, so giving the fish a chance to run if it wants to run. So it can be, I suppose it's quite technical, really, and it takes a lot of practice. Patience, watercraft, appreciating nature when you're sitting around, you know, see the kingfishers and sort of deers, and just being in nature. It's a very nice thing, and just gives you time to unwind, really. Yeah, you know, the pressures of school and street life and all that. Yeah, it's nice to get out. Has it changed? I'm not sure. I mean, I suppose the children change, you know, with games and, you know, there's not so many children out on the streets, but the countryside never changes, and that's the nice thing about the village. It's not been built up, and, you know, there's still lots of areas where you can go, where you can be isolated. Yeah, I'm very comfortable where I'm from. I've been other areas, but, it's definitely my home. Definitely, like, you know, you've got your childhood memories, and I'm not sure if I'll travel or not, but I'm quite settled here, yeah, definitely.
I'm Mick Levers. I run the CAST project in Newstead Village. It's been going for 21 years. It was a fishing club originally for young people in the village, and we had the fishing rights for Newstead Abbey, and we're responsible for developing the country park at Newstead, specifically the fishing and the building. The fishing ponds at Newstead were really a result of the fishing club called CAST that started in the village, and young people wanting to be able to access some fishing on their own doorstep. There were already some existing ponds there. There's a history in colliery villages throughout Nottinghamshire of fishing taking place, people going off on trips on coaches to the Trent, taking part in matches and stuff. So it seemed a natural development of the project to try and develop our own ponds here. So in 2011, we dug the first lake, which is the existing one, and in 2013 it was stocked with a range of different coarse fish. All the children from year 5 and 6 at the primary school came down and took all the fish that were delivered out of tanks, put them in, and then a lot of the older lads were responsible for laying the paths, making fishing platforms, which were trying to make all wheelchair accessible, and lots of people from the local community and beyond fish it. CAST, the project I run, has been somewhat at the forefront of working with young people through angling. The actual project started as a fishing club in Newstead Village. In 2003, we started working with schools, and now there's quite a big team of us working with most of the schools throughout the county and Derbyshire as well, and Derby City. Angling's been proven to be a really good medium for working with young people who really struggle with concentration, sitting still. They can come out, enjoy themselves in the environment, learn lots about nature, but also feeling that they're very calm. It's a nice, calm environment. Course fishing is probably one of the most popular participant sports in the country. So part of the idea of having our own local ponds was saying to other communities, this is a really nice way that you can provide a facility that all people can enjoy. Started with a lot of young people from the village, particularly young men wanting it, but we did get lots of families going there now and going and fishing together. It's something that anyone can do, regardless of their physical ability or their level of angling ability. Everyone can go and have a go at it, and we're trying to make it a really accessible sport for everyone. I grew up in a small colliery village called Edwinstowe. I learnt to fish at Rufford Lake. It was my dad, my gran, my granddad, I went fishing with them. And that's really one of the beauties of fishing, is that it's something that's passed through down through generations. And I noticed when I first started CAST in Newstead that some of the dads helped get involved, because they were also fishermen, and it was some of the skill that they could share with some of their children and their children's friends and other members of their local community. The biggest thing I caught locally was a 30-pound carp out of Newstead Abbey Lake, but there's one of the young people in the village who seems to be a bit of a star when it comes to catching big fish, and he had a 34-pound pike out of Newstead Abbey. He won a national award for a tench of 11 pounds out of Newstead Abbey, and he's also seems to have an ability for catching big fish of any species. He doesn't catch hundreds of fish, but he seems to catch really big ones. The fish that we've got in here are growing really rapidly, and we spent quite a lot of money buying some really high-quality fish from a college called Rodbaston College in Birmingham, and they'd specifically bred different types of fish to provide fish that were going to be really fast-growing, and we think in the next 5 or 6 years they're going to reach about 20 or 30 pounds. So they'll be really big fish for a small village pond. One of the nice aspects of creating a fishery is that the biggest fish in our lake was caught by an 8-year-old lad from the village. And that was a carp that was probably nearly as big as he was. He's also recently taken part in a fishing match and won the match against 16 adults, which he's really proud of. Anyone can come here and have a go at it, and if there's someone to show them how to do it, anyone can be the successful angler, whether you're 8 or 68, it doesn't really matter. The things I believe children can learn from fishing, first and foremost, is a love of nature. It's something that happened to me as I grew up. You can't help, if you're fishing, you can't help but notice all the wildlife around you. You can't help but notice the changing of the seasons and all the different plants and what occurs with the seasons. So my hope is that a lot of young people don't only learn to become successful anglers, they learn about environmental awareness, and they learn to love and appreciate and care for the environment around them. There's lots of scope for getting kids involved in nature through getting them out there and doing something, and it might be fishing. I know a lot of people's idea of fishermen is that they're sitting in rows quietly doing their own thing, but actually what we're interested in is a different type of fishing that's more inclusive, and it's more about communities and about getting people involved and doing stuff together, whether that be as a family or as a group of friends.
We're going to leave the country park now, so head straight on, keeping the pond to your right. Come on. You should see some industrial machinery up off in front of you, to your right. Perhaps some big blue and yellow things sticking up in the air. You'll see that there's a path that forks off to the left. Don't go that way, but keep straight on, and you'll soon see that we're skirting a playing field on our right. This path is going to take us to a bridge that looks over a small road that leads from the village to Newstead Abbey. We're going to hear from Margaret now, talking about trains. And then we'll hear the three women chat amongst themselves as they walked these same steps along this same path. If you get to the bridge and they're still talking, then stop there and let them finish. that's where we'll go to the next track.
Oh, yeah, we used to walk round here and it was all lines, railway lines, because they used to shunt the wagons and that all round. And there used to be four railways run through Newstead. There used to be the Central, the Midland, the Northern, and I'm sure there was another one as well, but that you didn't catch the train on that line. And, of course, there used to be the bosses of the pit. They used to have the houses on near where the cricket field is now. And often they used to do fetes and galas and that. And it had perhaps been to do with a church or something. And that used to be in the pit yard. It was a different life altogether. The Robin Hood line is the Midland line. And that used to be a double track, whereas it's only a single track now. And there used to be station house on this side. And then a bit further down there, if you walked on the Abbey Road along by the cricket field, you came to the vicarage. And but that isn't there now. That was just demolished. I think it must have been left to ruin. And then the station house, and then across the way there was the waiting room as well for the train coming from Nottingham, and that was when I used to go down with my friend. And it was her dad. He used to run the football post and also the pools, football pools. And we used to come down and fetch the papers, the football post, and then take it back to his house and then used to deliver it around the village. But that was when I was still at school, that was. Yeah. Oh, those steam trains. Yeah, the best. You could go. I mean, when I was young at school, I mean, my mum and dad, we used to go down to Bournemouth on the train. They used to go there, or we used to go to Skegness as well for holidays, and Bournemouth for holidays. And yeah, you could go down to anywhere really, because there was about three lines, main lines, that were running through here. But of course, that's all gone now. You just got the one, which is the Robin Hood line.
Never did the kids a Christmas party.
No.
So we, there were four of us, took it on ourselves to go and collect a shilling off everybody, yeah, with children, a week, for a year, and we'd give them the Christmas party. Newstead never ever gave the kids a Christmas party. Mm. I told you, there were me, June Oars, Vickers, and somebody else, and we used to go round every week and collect a shilling off each family, so the children, and buy the presents, wrap them up, do the food.
Well, it used to be the event of the year, getting ready for the pit party. We used to watch Bambi every year, that used to make you cry.
Yeah.
And then you used to get bottles. Oh, we used to get, did you used to get your saving stamps sent to you either?
No, we at Summit, we never had anything. And Newstead, we never had anything.
But another good thing as well about from the pits, my mum, when she lost my dad and she'd broke her foot, they went to the mines holiday camp.
Yes,
my dad used to go to
Skegness.
Yeah,
that's
when they
Derbyshire Miners.
Yes, and it was Eric fabulous. They got fishing lakes and they got a beautiful room and lovely food. And
yeah, my dad went and
it's still there, actually.
But it's
shut now. Yeah. But the building is still there.
But what that did, I mean, for my mum, she met friends there every year as a result of going there. It was lovely, lovely place for him. When your dad used to ring you fossils. Did your dad
fossils? Yeah,
because I'm just looking at that. I mean, that's not very possible, but yours used to say leave fossils and that off your dad, didn't you?
And they got a lot down pit though, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's where they were from. My dad as well, because he was on the shaft and he'd always bring in sparrows home in his top pocket that had got caught. never used to live. You see, I've got massive hands. You just come in, got it out of his top pocket, a little sparrow. We didn't have any birds, we've got a cage for all these sparrows in. It used to crack.
I'll tell you what I used to like when it were pit holidays and they let the donkeys out on the field. And they just,
I can remember.
Ponies. And they let them out on field and they just used to run. They had 2 weeks of freedom.
That used to be
your
favourite time,
isn't
it? My mum used to say, that bread paper, that Landers bread.
You should be on the bridge by now, or very near. You need to look out onto the road below on the left-hand side of the bridge as you approached it, and go to the next track.